Voices, Community Stories, Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group founded in 1999. Their mission is to give Tucson youth a way to tell the stories they want to tell, and we're proud to bring you some of these original essays here on Arizona Spotlight. Next, Felix Valencia shares some of the things that are on his mind as he tries to look ahead to his future without leaving his home behind.
My name is Felix Valencia. My family is Yaqui, and being Indian has always been a part of who I am. I live in a world of blue-collar jobs, and not a lot of people go to college. My parents didn't graduate high school. But this summer, I attended a leadership conference for minority students at Arizona State University, where the message was, college is within your reach. Now I wonder if I want to go to college, or stay home and follow in my family's footsteps. In some ways, every kid goes through this decision. But as a Yaqui, the pressure is high. Not only am I a minority, I am a minority of a minority. Not a lot of Indian boys go to college. And out of all my brothers and sisters, I'd be the first to go to a university. At the leadership conference, a representative from ASU admissions hands us applications and tells us we are going to practice filling them out. I am scared to ask for help with the application, and even more scared when someone approaches me and asks, what do I want to study in college? What did I pick? Am I going to be a doctor or a lawyer? My parents have mopped floors and raked yards for a living. Yeah, my father did go to the university as a janitor. I know from watching my parents suffer physically and mentally over the years that this type of work is not for me. But leaving home to go to a university is scary. At a university, I wouldn't hear my sister spraying Aquanet all over her already dead hair, or Larry banging on the front door because he wants my sister to take him back.
Lisa!
That's what you get for dating the boy across the street. I would miss the sirens down the street, the scratching of the mailman's truck, only coming to deliver more bad news, the thumping of the housing inspector's clipboards, feared pink eviction notices attached against our neighbor's middle doors. Conversations about college with my parents always end up the same way. My mom looks past me and eyes a pile of shirts that need to be ironed, and my dad keeps opening his mouth and closing it till he finally gets his car keys and leaves the house. For them, the topic of education is as awkward as the sex talk, only they're not telling me how to use birth control or how to recognize strange little bumps. But at my high school, I am the pride of the narwhals, my high school mascot, and have the entire faculty encouraging me to go to college. They tell me they are my support, that they will do anything to help me to get into college. At the leadership camp, the successful boys all look like bank tellers, in their blue dress shirts and ties, black dress shoes, and black dress pants. They understand that leadership entitles them to scholarships galore. They raise their hands into the air and proudly state their names and schools. They know to ask questions about the future. Their ability to question the future, like it's so stable, makes me wonder, what is success? Why would I leave my colorful household for this silent professional notion of success? Unlike my peers, I don't have a plan. I don't have nothing figured out. I'm not looking at universities and applying for colleges. I'm not volunteering so I can look good on college applications and get into my first choice. I'm not looking forward to my graduation when I declare to the entire universe that Felix Valencia is finally open for business. On the reservation, each time I say I'm going to graduate, my neighbors and family look at me like I've just said, "Hey, I think I'm getting a Chevy. What do you think?" I know already what I don't want to be. An employee of the casino or an administrative worker for the tribe. I don't want to paint houses, much less clean them. But I also know that I am Indian. I know that the world is waiting for me to fail. I know that the chances of me leaving the reservation are slim to none. By leaving home to become successful, I'd represent the entire minority population. If I could do it, why couldn't they? Or I could end up just like everybody else. Just another statistic of someone who never got off the res, who never finished school. I have to decide, am I a minority success or a minority statistic?
Our storyteller was Felix Valencia, a participant at Voices, Community Stories Past and Present, Inc. Felix is also a photographer, and you can see some examples of his work on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org.